Blog Talk Radio.
In his arms, I will
will be protected. There is no place I'd rather be. Yes, we are falling in love with Jesus each and every day. And to God be the glory for the great and for the mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. We are coming live from the beautiful and bold city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God get all the glory, where he get all the honor, and where he will always get all of the praises. For the word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he'll draw all men, not some men, but he'll draw all men unto him. I am the preacher of the hour this morning, Dr. Mary McCoy. And again, we would like for you to know that God is God, and he is God all by himself. Yes, it is time for us to know that we serve an almighty God, a God that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. And we have to realize this morning that there is nothing, the enemy has told us so many times that things are so impossible. Everything is so hard. But I want you to know today that there is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing impossible for God. For the word of God says that he is able to exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. So the question is this morning, what are we asking? What are we believing in God to do for us today? And today we want to come with the word of God like every Wednesday and Friday morning at 9 a.m. to preach and to teach the unadulterated, uncompromising word that's able to save our souls. And today our topic will be transformed by God's power. Transformed by God's power. And our scripture will come from the ninth chapter of Acts, beginning at that first verse. And Saul yet grieved out, threatening and slaughtering against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. Let's read that again. And Saul yet grieving out, threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desiring of him a letter to Damascus, to the synagogue, that he, if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, that he may bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and we're going to find out what is going to happen when he got to Damascus. But here we see Saul was a man that had a problem on the inside. That problem was that he did not have that relationship with Jesus Christ. He did not know him. He fought against the plans of God. He didn't know the love of God. He didn't know the man of God. So therefore, because of his faith and what he believed, he began to want to go, and he wanted to threaten the people of God. He wanted to slaughter them. And anybody that called upon the name of Jesus, anybody that represented him, he wanted them he wanted to destroy him. He wanted to get rid of him. And he had slaughtered many because of his belief, when he believed the wrong thing. But today we're going to talk about Christ, of what God is in us. Our topic again is transformed by God's power, transformed by God's power. And it tells us today that we can be transformed. We can walk in the righteousness of God, and we can fulfill the plan of God in our life. Saul was so cool Saul was so mean until he wanted to go, and he went to, and he did get a letter from the high priest that he could go, and if he found a man and found a woman that was calling for the name of Jesus, that if he found any in that way that believed different from what he believed, he wanted to destroy them, and he wanted not only to destroy them, but he wanted to bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And but as he journeyed, the word of God said he came to near Damascus, and then suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. Oh my God! And he fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying unto him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" God, as he, God knew Saul. He knew what his intent was. He knew what his purpose was. He wanted to destroy the men and women that called on the name of Jesus. He wanted them to, he wanted to annihilate them. He wanted them to stop spreading the word of God and stop spreading the gospel and stop doing what they were doing, because he knew that what they were saying, the people were believing that living word, that word that can change people's lives. So therefore, after he got his table, he took his journey and he went to near Damascus. But God knew that day, God knew that hour, that saw everything that you've been doing in the past, all of the threat, all of the slaughter, all of making the people of God walk in fear because of the fact of their lives, because they thought they didn't know what day or what hour that Saul was going to come upon them, because of the hatred in his heart, because he thought that he thought he was doing the right thing. But I want you to know today, no matter what you're thinking, whether you think it's right or not, if it does not line up with the word of God, it is not right. But then the word of God let us know that that same day that he was going against the people of God, the Lord had a light from heaven that was shining around Saul. And then when the light was shining around Saul, the word of God tells us that not only the light that was from heaven, it tells us that Saul fell down to the earth, and he heard the voice. See, sometimes God would stop us, and he would get our attention, and he would let us know that he is God, and there is no other God, and that we ought to serve him with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, and our spirit. So God had to let Saul know that day. He said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And then Saul wanted to know, Lord, he didn't know who he was. He said, Lord, he said, "Who art thou, Lord, that thou, the Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus." He didn't know who Jesus was. He let him know, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. I'm the one you are persecuting. It is hard for thee to kick against the brick." And although he was in the natural persecuting him, but when he began to persecute God's people, then we have to be, that's a message within itself about persecuting God's people. The word of God says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity, but they soon shall be cut down like salt, cut down as a grass, and wither as a green herb, but trust in the Lord and do good." I believe the word of God said, "Touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm." So God sees that he was coming against the people of God, and Lord let him know that when you are persecuting me, you are persecuted. When you persecute my people, you are persecuting me. And then Saul began to tremble, and he was astonished. He said, "Lord, what would thou have me to do?" God got his attention, and then he was what will God have me to do? I mean, when we come into that relationship with God, yes, there are times that we didn't know Jesus Christ. Yes, you may have made fun of the people of God. Yes, you may have talked evil against the people of God. Yes, you may have tried to imitate the people of God. And yes, you may have done different things against the people of God, but yet there was a day, even as God stopped Saul that day, no more Saul, are you going to come against my people? God saying to his people this morning that those that are out there, those that have said things, that are doing things, that are coming against the people of God, yet God has said this day, that day, even as he stopped Saul, Saul was pride. Saul was haughty. Saul did not have Jesus Christ in his life. But God wanted him to know that I am God. I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. And God wanted to reveal himself to him. He said, Saul, that you are persecuting me. And then he let him know that and he wanted to know, then, Lord, who I bow. And see, that's good when he wanted to know who I bow, because he was afraid and he was astounded. He did not know who he was, who had caused him to be knocked from his horse, who had caused him for the bright shining light to have come upon him. He didn't know who it was. But then the Lord said unto him, arise. And get up. I like when it says arise. I like that word because God means to get up. Don't get up from where you are. See, you've been riding. You've been going to and fro. You've been, your purpose was to persecute God's people. Your purpose was to put them in jail. Your purpose was to come against them. But no more Paul. No more Saul. No more are you going to do what you've been doing. You're not going to come against my people. He said, arise. Arise and go unto the city. God was giving him instruction. Don't you just love it when God gives you instruction? And God was giving him instruction to let him know what he was to do. And the word of God tells us that after God told him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And then it let us know that the men which journeyed with Saul, they were speechless. They heard a voice, but seeing no man. Can you imagine you're on a road and you know what Saul, what his purpose was, why he wanted to go to the place near Damascus and to persecute God's people. And yet that plan that he had, you can have a plan. You can have a plan that looks so good on paper. You can have a plan that you have imagined in your mind. You can have thoughts, and you can even go and try to orchestrate those thoughts and try to make those things happen. But it is not God's plan. It is not God's will. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That was not God's will for him to continually to persecute the people of God. It wasn't his plan for that to happen. So then the men that was with him, they stood speechless. They heard a voice, the word of God say, but they could not see anyone. Talk. They didn't see any man. And then it let us know that Saul arose from the earth, and when he arose from the earth, his eyes were they were open, but he could not see any man. He couldn't see anybody. He could not see anybody. Eyes open. Have your eyes ever been closed? And then you open your eyes, and you still cannot see. Oh my goodness, what a frightening thing to know that you, the God, has given purposely for you, for your eyes to be able to see those that are around about you, to be able to see things around about you. But this, but Saul, he could not see. Even after he had opened his eyes, he had to be led by his hand. Oh, the one that was so proud, the one that was so haughty, the one that was going around trying to destroy the people of God, he had to be led himself. He had to be taken by the hand and brought unto the master. And then the word of God tells us that for 3 days, Saul was without sight, and he could not, he did not eat, nor did he drink anything. Oh, my God. God was putting this man under, on a fast. God didn't let him eat. He did not eat, neither did he drink anything. And then the Word of God tells us that there was a man that was, his name was Ananias. He was at Damascus, and the Lord had came in a vision to Ananias and told him, he said, "Behold, I am here." And God had came to talk to Ananias. And then we see in that 10th verse, it says, "Ananias said, Behold, I am here." But God had called his name. He said, and he said, "I am here. Behold, I am here, Lord." Oh, I just love when people of God to recognize the voice of God, to know that when God is speaking to them, because whenever God is speaking, it's better than E.F. Hutton. You need to be able to hear. You need to stop. Some of the people a long time ago, when they were talking about E.F. Hutton, when he speaks, everyone listens. I believe that that everyone, when Jesus Christ speaks to you, that you ought to be able to know his voice, and that you ought to be able to stop and listen. Ananias knew the voice of God, and he said, "I am here." And the Lord told him, he said, he told Ananias to rise, to get up, and go into the streets, which is called straight. And he told him, inquire of the house of Judas for a man that was called Saul, a pirate, because he was praying, that he prayed. And then there's in that 12th verse, it says, and have seen a vision, a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand upon him that he might receive his sight. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord God. Remember when God had told Saul to arise, and then he told Ananias to do the same thing. And that's so effective, because we need to arise, whatever we are doing. We need to be ready to go forward. It's time for us sitting down, being stagnated, being lukewarm, being not useful to the kingdom of God. God had a plan for this man. We were so, you know, we were so arrogant. He was so into what he was doing, and he it was like no stopping him. You know, it was like no stopping him. Oh, my God. So, but when we began to see this man in the Word of God today, we see as God had instructed Ananias to go, and Saul let him know that to go to Saul Tarsus, and because he was praying, and he told him that Saul had seen a vision, and he saw the vision of man Ananias coming in. So he knew what to expect, and he put his hand upon him, and that he might receive his sight. But then Ananias, he asked the Lord, he said, "I've heard by many about this man. I've heard about this man, Saul. You know, I heard how evil that Saul was, how he had done evil to many of the saints at Jerusalem. His name was known. Saul's name was known because of the things that Saul did. He wasn't doing good. He was doing evil. And so, therefore, even Ananias, he was Ananias at the name of Saul. It made him think again that what he had heard about Saul. And then the Lord let us know he was telling how Saul had received in that 14th verse. He said, let's go back to that 13th verse. It says, then Ananias announced, "The Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name." Oh, I've heard what authority you had. I heard the authority that he received. I know that Saul is evil and that he was set out to do what he had been doing from all of this time, from the beginning. And the Lord said unto Ananias, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. And for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name. And then Ananias went his way, and he entered into the house and put his hand upon him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, had appeared unto thee in the way to remind him how Jesus, who it was that Jesus appeared to him in the way, and that thou comest and have sent me that thou might receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Most High God, that is so awesome. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scaled, and he received his sight, and he arose and was baptized. And Mike, I am so grateful to be able to bring this word of God this morning, because it's let us know how God will change our lives. You know, how Saul was converted, how he was changed, how his character was changed, how his form was changed, how he was able to know the function in a different way, how the Holy Ghost, when Ananias laid his hand upon him, and the Holy Ghost, not only was he able to see, but the Holy Ghost, which would lead you, guide, and direct you, was called him, that came upon him, and he was changed. Our topic today is transformed by God's power, not by man's power. God was using Ananias, but God's power, his anointing was upon Ananias and laid his hand upon Saul. So therefore, yes, conversion bring about a change. I don't know about you today, but I know that there are many that need to be changed. I know that there are some that are persecuting the people of God. I know that there are some that are talking about the people of God. I know there's some that's speaking against God and against who God is. There are some that don't want to even preach in the name of the people of God, to preach in the name of Jesus. There are some that are persecuting God's people and even want to kill them. There are some that are making fun and trying to ridicule God's people. Saul, he came with the purpose of before God changed his life to come against the people of God. But the Lord let us know, even in the word of God, to be transformed means to be changed in appearance, changed in character. It is to be converted, not to have that same mind, to be changed on the outward form as well. And I thank God because of the fact that God changed this man of God in the same way God changed Saul. God is able to change you. There are some of you out there today that need to be changed on the inside. And the only way that you can be changed is by the power of God. The Bible said to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I believe the day that you need to be renewed in your mind. Some of you don't have and have not had that relationship with Jesus Christ. And some of you out there to say that have come against the Almighty God. Will you, even as the Lord, let him know that he was kicking against the priest, he was kicking against him? That let us know, too, that that even when we come, as I said before, against the people of God, we are coming against God. Because it's no more I like what Paul said in the scripture. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's the Christ that lives within me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, the Son of God, loved and gave himself for me. And I want you to know today that it's time for us to know Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's time for us to know him as the Alpha and Omega. It's time for us to know him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I want you to know today that God, he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by him. And when we see the word of God, we see the word of God coming forth even today. We see the word of God change a man that was reckless, a man that mindset was destroy the people of God. But why? Because they believed in the Almighty God. Why? Because they knew that this that they had a message to the world, to those that around about them saw wanted to stop the message. He didn't understand the message. He didn't understand the word of God. He didn't understand God. He didn't understand God's people. But then he tried to destroy them. He tried to stop what they were saying. But I want you to know today that it's time for us not to be conformed to this world. Don't do what the world say do, but the Bible let us know, but be transformed. We need a transformation of the spirit. We need a renewing of our mind. We need a mind, a renewing of the mind, and that we renew our mind. Our mind is so filled with corruptible things. Our mind is filled with the things of the world. Our mind is so entangled with the word of darkness. Our mind is not filled with the word of God. So if our mind is not filled with the word of God and we don't know God, we most likely will do anything. And that is what Saul did. He did what was in his mind. He did what his thoughts dictated to him. See, he was strong in his thought. He was strong in his imagination. So therefore, it didn't matter what other people thought. It's what he thought and what his faith dictated unto him. So therefore, the word of God tells us that we need renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is good. See, the word of God will let us know what is good. And that is what happened to Saul on the way to Damascus. God had to stop him. What the light began to shine upon him. He was knocked from his horse. He fell off of his horse and he was blind. He could not see. He heard a voice and the Lord began to speak unto him. And then God was able to get his attention. He wanted to know who was thy Lord, because he didn't know. And the Lord let him know that he was the one that he was persecuting. Again, we need a renewing of the mind that we can prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. And when Saul was chained, don't tell me that a person that living in darkness, don't tell me that a murderer cannot be chained. Don't tell me that a robber cannot be chained. Don't tell me that a liar, an adulteress, and a fornicator, and a homemonger, and a prostitute, don't tell me that they cannot be changed. Because God changed this man who was taking people alive. He didn't care whether they are men, they didn't care whether they are women. He wanted to take their lives. He wanted to bring them back. He wanted to bring them back bound. But God changed his heart, and God calls him, his heart, to be changed. Oh, don't you need a heart change? Don't you need God to change your life? The word of God says to be conformed means to be, to walk in accordance to. When you be in agreement to what is happening, to adapt, to have the same behavior, to be, when you talk about conform. Well, our word says be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed. Whatever the world dictate to you, no matter what the world try to make you think, you know, the world will try to make you think that a man and a man are to be joined together. They'll try to make you think that a woman and a woman are to be joined together in marriage. No, the word of God says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewal of your mind. We keep the mind of the world, and we keep being conformed to the things of the world, that we will walk in the thick and darkness, and we cannot see the light, but and we will be in agreement. But when we can stay in the word of God, the word of God is to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. The word of God said, we shall know truth, and the truth will make us free. The word of God said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. I say to you this morning that we need to be free, and we can be free through the word of God. I love in the scripture, in that 2 Corinthians and the 5th chapter, the 17th verse, it says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I believe this morning that we can make some new creatures, that God can make some new creatures out of many of you that listen to my voice today, the reason to the preacher this morning, because God wants to make us new creatures. He said in the word, if any man, I don't care what you did, you may have just gotten up from lying down with one that you weren't even married to, but yet God is able to change your life. You may be adulterous. You may be a fornicator. I don't care the life that you live. God wants to change you. He wants you not to continue to be conformed to this world. He don't want the world to dictate to you how you supposed to live. But he wants you to live according to the word of God. Old things, let old things pass away. Old things are not going to pass away until we get into the word of God. Because if old things pass away, all things are, they will become new. I believe that today that every believer in Christ can be transformed by his grace. Every believer, I don't care. Don't let the enemy lie to you today and say, I'm such a bad sinner. God's not going to forgive me for my sin. He's not going to forgive me for my transgression. And it's too late for me. That's a lie from the very pits of hell. It is not too late for you. You can give Jesus Christ your life. You can let Christ come into your life. It can be just this very minute that you can ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart, and to save you. I believe that Christ will save any sinner who comes to him in repentance and faith. And I was a sinner. I want to tell you this, that I was a sinner. A sinner that was saved by the grace of God. The word of God says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God told of the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I want you to know today that it is not too late for you, that you can have everlasting life. Even as God changed Saul's life, he changed him. God is able to change you. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. All of those that are in our radio audience this morning, we want you that if you know that you're not saved, if you know that you are not living according to God's word, if you know that you're a backslider, you know Jesus Christ, you know Jesus is married to the backslider. If you know that you are not that you are not that death of a God honored for his word, you're not living according to his word, I want you to know that God want to come into your heart. God wants to save you because he loves you. He loves you. He said, again, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You that whosoever. I want you to know that you can come this morning on the hour of power. Yes, it is the hour of power, of our that God could change your life, an hour that God have allowed you to hear the word of God, that you can be saved, that you can be made free by the word of God. Why don't you just repeat after me? Lord, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart, save me, deliver me, make me free. Lord, I want to live this life so that I can live again. Father, you said if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised them from the dead, the word of God says that I shall be saved. And Father, I believe by your word that if I confess, and I'm confessing, I'm asking thee, Lord God, to forgive me for my sins. And God, I believe, God, this morning that you will come into my life. And I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, even as you have heard the confession of faith, I ask you, Lord, to forgive them for their sins. Come into their heart. Save them right now. Cast every sin into the sea of forgiveness and remember it no more. Thank you, even as you make Saul a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things pass away. All things become new. And Lord, we just thank you for what you have done in the life of your people. Now, all of you out there this morning that are going through in their lives, I know the word of God has touched you today. I know that the Lord has built you up and strengthened you today. I know that the Lord, and I believe that the Lord has encouraged your heart. But I just want to pray for you, and I just want to give a word, send a word from to Jesus Christ himself. He knows you individual, know the hairs upon your head. And I just want to pray on your behalf. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray this morning, God, that you will touch all of those, God, in listening radio audience this morning. God, that you will bless them. God, that you will keep them ever before you, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, even as you have led them, Father God, to listen to this broadcast, Lord God. God, those that are listening, God, Father God, in different states and cities, Lord, look upon them this morning. I see God to touch them like never before. Lord, I see, Father, in Jesus' name, God, every infirmity, every sickness, Lord God, every financial need, anything they are going through even now, Lord, I pray even now that you will make the difference in their lives. I pray, God, that you will open the windows of heaven. God, that you will pour them out blessings that there be not room enough to receive. God, that you, Lord God, will rebuke the power for their sake. And for this, Lord, we will bless you and we will praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. God, even those, Lord God, that are going through, Father God, they give them bad report. Lord, I come against every bad report in them that they have been given. And Lord, I pray even now that fear and doubt and unbelief will disappear, God, even now, and that your healing power will be manifest in their body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. But we thank God for the word of God this morning. We thank God for allowing us to come into your homes, come into your, even as you're driving down the highway, whether you may be in your comfort room, whatever it may be, while you may be lying in bed, whatever it is, I thank God that you allow God to speak to you this morning. And we want you to come and to tune in on this coming Friday at 9 a.m. on the same radio station that you can receive of the Lord. And we just thank God for you. The hour of power is here to enrich you, to give you power from on high. And don't forget, we thank all of you that are listening to our broadcast on Saturday, under Saturday at 4 o'clock. We want you to continue to listen. I know that we are being truly blessed. We see that many of you are listening, and many of you are calling in, listening, and we just thank God for that. Again, we would like to remind you that we do have a new broadcast that is coming on every Monday at 5 o'clock, and we want you to tune in to that broadcast, which is called Falls Row. On last Monday was this Monday was our first broadcast. And we thank God for being able to bless us and to empower us. And when you have a good comment, we want you more of you to tune in at 5 o'clock. It may be on your way from work or just getting ready to have a family meal. This broadcast consists of premarital, marriage counseling, marriage issues that you may be confronting in your family issues as well. Something that you may be confronting or going through in your family or in your marriage. So tune in this coming Monday at 5 o'clock for the Crossroads broadcast. Until then, this has been the Preacher of the Hour, Dr. Mary McCoy. May the God richest blessing be upon you now and forever.